Hey there, this is Seth Juarez coming to you from San Francisco in the Moscone Center. This is Build 2016 edition, and I have some good friends here. Why don't you tell us who you are and what you do, and we'll dive into the meat of this topic. So let's start over here.
All right, I'm John Sheehan. I'm a distinguished engineer in Windows, and one of the things I work on is Project Centennial.
Fantastic.
Hi, I'm Stefan Wick. I'm a program manager lead in the Windows app model team, and one of the things I work on is the desktop bridge for Windows.
Fantastic.
I'm David Tepper. I work for Stefan, senior program manager, and the only thing I work on is Project Centennial.
So we said Project Centennial. Let's just sort of lay it out there. What is it? Why is it important?
Project Centennial is the bridge for taking your existing Win32 or .NET desktop apps and bringing them to UWP.
That's awesome. So I have this cool WinForms app that I built that I've been maintained forever and ever and ever and ever. You're saying that there is some magical stuff that you do to make it work in UWP. So let's describe, what is it that it's doing? Is that, you know how devs are. We don't like magic. We want to know what's going on so that we can't say, you know, and we don't know what's going on. So let's start with you. Tell us how it actually works.
So what we do is, step one, you have your existing WinForms app or whatever. It has an installer. And so we have a tool called the converter, which you run it through the converter, and it actually runs your installer. And there are basically kernel filters that capture all the changes that your installer made. And then we take that, we package it up into an AppX. And so once the process is done, assuming you test it and it works, you could then submit it to the store. You could sign it, submit it to the store.
That's interesting. So in essence, you're running the installer fakely. I don't know if you're installing
for real.
You're running the installer for real. You're capturing all of the changes that are making, and then you're saying, that's our new AppX.
Yep.
There's got to be some stuff, though, that when you run the MSI, you're like, no, you can't do that.
Yep.
Right? Because it feels like UWP is running in a different sort of environment.
Well, so we don't run you in an app container. So your app runs just like it used to.
Okay.
But there are certain things we don't support, and it's not that we didn't have time. We intentionally decided not to support them. And those are basically NT services, kernel drivers, those sort of things. The one thing we say about Centennial is the app always runs as the user. So you can't get escalation of privileges or anything like that. So the things that we do support is basically everything else.
So is this like just another installer to make a UWP? Would you say that's what it is?
No, that's just the beginning of the bridge. The converter gets you on the bridge with the new installer. Now that you have converted and you are in the UWP app model, you now can evolve your app further. You can use new UWP APIs that you couldn't do before, and you can completely migrate all your apps functionality over to UWP and ultimately become a UWP that can deploy to not only your desktop, but also to Xbox, HoloLens, and so on.
But that does not mean, to be clear, that your WinForms app is running on the Xbox. Is that
correct? Yeah,
why don't you explain that a little bit? Because I don't want there to be a misconception.
Yeah, by the time you're on the Xbox, you're a full Universal Windows app, just like as if you started from a Universal Windows app in the get-go. What Project Centennial, the desktop bridge, is meant to do is it takes your WinForms app and it gives you the facilities and tools that you need to slowly over time make the change from a Win32 or .NET app over to the UWP. Whereas if you wanted to just start as a new UWP, you'd have to like file new in Visual Studio and type everything from scratch and for pretty tremendous assets and like large programs that already exist. That's extremely expensive. It can take years. So the real purpose of the bridge is to give you methods by which you can do it over time instead of all at once.
So what does that look like? I mean, because a UWP obviously is in XAML. Win32 is not, and WinForms is also not. I mean, if you have a WPF app, I can imagine there's going to be a little bit of crossover there that's going to help.
Yeah.
But what does it look like in real life? I have my WinForms app, my point of sales app that I built over the last, 5-6 years. What does it look like to move it over after we've done the install? What is the incremental part? How does that work?
So what we've seen is that the first step is normally to start adding new functionality. So you'll have your existing WinForms app or whatever it's coded in. VB6 is what we showed during one of the talks at Build. And you'll add to it new UWP functionality that you can only get once you've gone through this process and you're in the UWP. Things like a background task or a live tile or notifications that come from the cloud. Things that before would be completely inaccessible to you as a Win32 application. And then from there, you can start taking some of your functionality that exists in Win32 and converting that over to code that is in the MSDK and runs in the app container. Mm-hmm. And in the same AppX package that contains your desktop application, you can have universal Windows applications as well, and they can talk to each other. It's multiple processes that communicate, some of them running in desktop and desktop code, and other ones running in the app container.
I'm trying to picture this like in my project file. Like I have an SLN file, right, that has my WinForm stuff.
Yeah, and you'd have multiple projects.
Multiple projects. Yep. And so my first main project was this huge big project that I wrote in WinForms. I run it through that the Project Centennial stuff. When I'm migrating, am I creating a new project and breaking off chunks of functionality that go over? I'm trying to understand that.
No, your code is still the same after the conversion, but then as you migrate, you can split into separate projects, one for your code that runs in the UWP mm-hmm. app container, and then your desktop code that you still maintain that runs the same way as before.
So would these be two different programs at that point, or is it the
two,
same program?
Two processes that okay. are logically one application. That's the easiest way to think about it, right?
So you're going to have to make some changes in the WinForms application in order to talk to the UWP application to, for example, do toast notifications or something?
Well, that specific example, no, okay. because those notifications can be driven by the cloud, and you don't necessarily have to have your desktop application communicate sure. to a universal component to do that. But if you did have some logic that you had moved over to a universal Windows platform, you can establish two-way communication between those two. And over time, as you start to move more and more of your UI, especially, over to UWP, what we've seen as sort of the 75% of the way there stage is that your UI will be completely XAML at that point, and you'll still have a lot of your business logic that exists in desktop code, and then you simply use two-way communication to drive that full trust code using what we call app services to communicate between the two.
So at what point does that communication code become more than just writing it in UWP? Is there a point where it's just like, hey, you should just write it in UWP? Or when do you tell customers, hey, just use this, or maybe it's a good idea to just write it again in UWP? What do you think?
Well, once you can get it in UWP, that's sort of the end goal.
Right.
It's just time, right? So we want people to be able to, you know, get value for each thing that they do and not have to do a full sale, like
sure.
single move. And so if you have a lot of complicated code, you've been doing it for years, you've got all that investment in it, it's not going to be so simple just to move it over all at once.
Right.
So you just do it piecemeal. And then at a certain point, once you get the last piece over, you throw away the desktop stuff, you're not doing communication anymore, and now you can go to HoloLens or Xbox or whatever.
And I love the idea, because a UWP will translate to multiple. I mean, I've seen demos where someone wrote a UWP app and deployed it to an IoT sort of device, deployed it to the phone, and deployed it to desktop, and it was really, really wonderful to do. But my question is, and I'm still trying, maybe it's because I'm dense, and I'm a dense dev. I'm like Jim that doesn't believe anything you say, but I do. What is the process? Because I'm still not picturing, because I'm imagining I'm moving this particular window, like the price entry screen.
Yep.
I'm moving that to UWP.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like?
So let's imagine that you had some complex business logic behind that screen,
okay.
right? The difficulty in moving to UWP there might be that business logic and the use of certain APIs that are not yet available in the Windows platform, or a different set of APIs that require developer investment in order to do the conversion from the old way of doing things to the new way of doing
sure.
things, right? What you would do is we expect to move the user interface. So you move that to XAML. You can absolutely launch that from a desktop app. So like if you had like a button that would launch this particular price entry page, I think you called it, right? Like it could be a XAML UI. And if that logic was difficult to move forward, you would use app services to establish a communication mechanism between that UWP, which is driving the XAML UI, and the desktop code that you still had in the same AppX package.
I see.
And then you push a button and it sends the message down to like a full trust DLL. It would spin up whatever kind of custom logic you guys had, compute the response, and then that would come to the user interface.
I see.
Yeah.
So you have the screen with the view model, and the view model is pulling stuff from the old sort of DLL that's full trust, whatever it is that's going on.
Correct, mm-hmm. yes.
Okay, that makes sense. So that assumes then that you separated everything out correctly. What if I literally went on Visual Studio, dropped the WinForms button, clicked on it, and then handled the on-click event and put all my logic in there. That's going to be a problem, right? You see what I'm saying? I mean,
If you have a button and you have all of your logic like directly in that button, it's actually pretty trivial. I've done this myself, and actually we showed it in the Centennial Live talk that John did. To separate that logic out into its own function, and then you can simply call that function from within the same like class. You don't even have to open up a new class or do any kind of fanciness, right? Once that app connection is established, the app service connection is established, you can call functions all you want from the desktop portion of it and just report the results in value sets.
That makes a lot of sense. So you're saying if you do put everything in the event click or whatever,
yep.
Just refactor that into a function.
Yeah, and then even in that button click, it can call that function. You haven't lost any functionality.
That's awesome. And then when you build the new screen, then you just call that new function.
Exactly.
That makes sense. So now this begs the next question is, tell me about this bridge code. Where is that coming from? How is that set up? Like the communication, how is this set up?
This is our app services API that we already shipped last year. And so we haven't invented a new protocol here, so it's something developers are already familiar with today. And we're reusing the same mechanism where you can set up the connection from one side, and then you can communicate with value sets back and forth in both directions. So both apps can initiate communication and can transfer.
So how do you turn on app services? Is this like in the UWP app you say, app services on, and then all of a sudden all of your classes are available using activator.createInstance? I'm trying to understand what's going on.
Yeah, so your UWP portion of your package declares the app service, and then other apps and other parts of your package can now open a channel to that app service and establish the communication.
And then what you would do is you would new up an instance of that form class that has that method in it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, yeah. Actually, the newing up an instance of that form class is actually one of the new things we did add for Project Centennial. Uh-huh. So before, a desktop application could launch a universal Windows platform application, but we didn't allow the app container to something that's running with more capabilities. If you're in the same AppX package, if you have a universal Windows platform app and you have a desktop app, we now have the ability for the UWP to activate the full trust app. And it can do this if you have your UI that's being driven by XAML, you can click a button and it can launch out to the desktop app, which can then, it cannot even show UI, it can just launch into the background and immediately turn around and connect back to the UWP using app services, and then they establish that two-way communication. So you can fully drive all of your formerly desktop-only logic completely from the Universal Windows Platform app.
I see, and this is pretty amazing. Now that I'm starting to get a feel for what's going on, and we're going back to what you said at the beginning that I didn't fully understand. Essentially, you run this process with the MSI, your UWP, more or less, but only in desktop mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what you do is you take chunks of these screens, piece by piece, and what you do is you do use the app services to communicate back, and then eventually, the old thing will be gone, and you'll have the new thing, and
exactly.
Boom, you're on Xbox. Boom, you're on HoloLens.
Yep.
Boom, you're on...
Yep.
This is pretty cool. Now, let's get back to, let's just say we did the first thing. It feels like desktop apps have certain privileges that UWP apps do not. Can you talk about sort of the security? I mean, because there's no registry, right, in AppX stuff. There's no system calls that you might be doing. So how does that sort of stuff work?
Well, your app runs with the same privileges that I had before it was converted.
Okay.
So yes, you do have a lot more access to the system, which is both good and bad, right?
Right.
The good of it is, hey, I can do anything I want to the system. The bad part is, you can do anything to the system.
Right.
And so if you think about, you know, over the years, all of the ways that attackers try to get at your device, you know, that's sort of the downside of having that desktop code. We looked at saying, well, maybe we could restrict it, lock it down, put it in an app container, but it turned out that the apps just wouldn't run then. You know, they just really wouldn't work. And
right.
So we are putting a lot of trust in the developer. And so, you know, that's why for the store, when the store goes to onboard these things, they will need to pay extra care and make sure that it's a well-intentioned developer.
And this brings up another question that I think is important. I can put my WinForms app now in the store, and I can do whatever to whoever installs this. What kind of protection are we offering consumers that might download this app from the store? Because, I mean, I can literally do crazy stuff if I want to.
Sure. I mean, just like everything else that goes under the store, we run all of the, you know, security scans and malware scans and all of those things. And if it turns out your app is, you know, is either malicious or just doing things to users that you're not supposed to, we can just take it out of the store. We can just shut it down. And if you're a developer that did that, we will never trust you again.
That's important, mm-hmm. right? Because like I said, there's certain things that I can do in a WinForms app, like access, you know, kernel stuff, make system calls, that maybe we don't want people to do if they're downloading it from the store. Mm-hmm. So here's it. We have about maybe 4 minutes left. Can you talk about any applications that have actually gone through this process, and what did you learn from that?
Yeah, we started working with a few partners, and some of the apps we have shown in some of the sessions here at Build. Evernote is one of the partners that we have converted. And I think the main takeaway was Evernote was that, you know, it was working really, really smoothly. So some of the lessons learned were more on the tooling side. As we move now the converted app into the UWP space and want to take advantage of some new features, the fact that they've been building with an older tool set of Visual Studio, that, you know, caused some initial problems that we had to work through. And that's something that I expect others will experience as well. So it's really good that we're starting with some early partners. We're learning and adjusting so that we have a high quality platform and high quality tool set when we get to the anniversary edition release later this summer.
Yeah.
One of the biggest takeaways for me was that when we started Project Centennial, our goal was really to take these desktop apps and like try to see how we could run them using UWP technology. But what we learned was that desktop apps, in a sense, they developed in a very different way. And they integrate with the system in a lot more ways than a typical like app would. Like if you think about an app that you would get on your phone, it doesn't have as much system touch points that a suite like, you know, say Office or Photoshop would. So we call it big game hunting. A big chunk of the work that we've done for Project Centennial is actually making the Universal Windows platform more robust in a number of places so that these giant apps can come to the Universal Windows platform and exist all the way as a UWP app, as opposed to having to like live on the bridge, so to speak, a little part way there and part way off.
And you were going to say?
Yeah, so, you know, we are working with a bunch of third parties, you know, large app developers. But, you know, internally we run all kinds of stuff. And since we're Microsoft, you know, we run, as a team, we run all of things like even all of Office on Centennial every day on our machines. Yeah. Office isn't in the store, but we have access to Office internally. Mm-hmm. So even that we run. So we know that it can support very large, very complex apps. And yeah, as we go and talk to more and more ISVs, we find more and more things that we're like, okay, we need to support that. But in general, I mean, pretty big stuff runs.
That's awesome. So now, just to finish up, we have like 90 seconds. So tell us about how someone can get started with this. Is there a website that they can go to? Is there something they can look to get started? Is that, for example, the app service? Is there SDK? Is there a documentation for that? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we have a website up since yesterday, I think. It's the short link is aka.ms/desktopbridge. With the initial documentation. We will be in an upcoming Windows Insider preview build with all the bits, including tools, including more developer guidance out on MSDN. So this is coming in April. And so if you want to get started today, learning app services, you know, that's a good starting point. You know, learning UWP in general is good as well.
That's awesome. Well, okay, and last plug for actually doing this. Why don't you take us away and tell us why this is a good thing to do?
I think it's pretty obvious why it's a good thing to do.
I do too.
All the developers that have come to us have been saying, you know, thank God you finally did this. I can now bring my apps to the store. So if you're a longtime investor in Windows and you have all of this code, now you can bring that to the store. You don't have to go off and rewrite it. So who wouldn't want to do that?
Absolutely. And again, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We're talking about Project Centennial, bringing your desktop apps into the Windows Store. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll catch you next time. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks.